This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. and British military commanders are preparing for the possibility of an extended war in Iraq. British commanders say they don't know when they may be able to take control of the southern city of Basra. Farther north, U.S. commanders are dealing with a strained supply line, and they are considering a longer wait before moving into Baghdad. At the military headquarters in Doha, Qatar, Army Brigadier General Vincent Brooks acknowledged for the first time that the operation may not have gone completely according to plan.
We were indeed hindered for a period of time by weather. Our ability to fly in supplies, for example, was reduced. And so the flow of supplies did change for a period of time. But we're still able to conduct the operations as we see them, and we're still on our plan.
Brigadier General Vincent Brooks. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at U.S. military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. It appears some adjustments are being made.
Yeah, Bob, there are actually several issues involved here, only one of which was acknowledged by Brigadier General Brooks, the sandstorms of the last several days. Here are a couple more. There is one thing that the U.S. has done quite impressively well that may have actually caused them a little bit of trouble, and that's the tremendous speed of their advance in the direction of Baghdad. They now face the problem of resupplying those troops that have traveled hundreds of miles in just the last few days. And, of course, the other issue is the enemy. Iraqi irregular forces continue to attack U.S. forces at their point of furthest advance and also well to the rear and causing trouble for them. Now, Lieutenant General William Wallace, who's the commander of some of the two of the divisions, actually, that have advanced into Iraq, went a lot farther in his comments to the New York Times and the Washington Post yesterday. He said, the enemy we're fighting is different from the one we war-gamed against, and said that it is difficult for his troops to function when they're being attacked every night, even though they've successfully beaten back every single attack. U.S. and British forces, Bob, were hoping to be welcomed in southern Iraq especially, but that did not happen. Now they're trying to be more patient. British officials here at military headquarters are speaking more in terms now of a counterinsurgency campaign, particularly around the southern city of Basra, which is in the British area of responsibility. They've been making periodic raids on Ba'ath Party targets and other targets in the Basra area, but one British official here says, we don't want to break any china, which means they don't want to destroy the city in order to occupy it, and they have to be patient, and that means they can't predict when the city falls. It's not entirely within their control when the other side is persuaded to give up.
Well, there was some shooting there today.
Yeah, civilians have been moving outside of this city, possibly looking for food and supplies because of difficulties inside Basra, possibly also planning to bring it back. But we're told by British officials anyway that they were fired on by Iraqi security forces or paramilitaries, and the British say that they've responded to that by firing on the paramilitaries and trying to protect the civilians.
The U.S. is sending an extra 100,000 troops to Iraq.
Yeah, now these are deployments that were already planned, Bob. And for example, the 4th Infantry Division of the U.S. Army was supposed to go through Turkey into northern Iraq. That didn't happen. So now over the next few weeks, it may be arriving in Kuwait along with its equipment. There were a couple of other divisions that were supposed to come in from Europe. Those were all scheduled deployments, but they were expected to be deployed as what's described as a stabilizing force. Now it appears possible that they could be deployed to continue the war, because there have been questions about whether the U.S. has deployed an adequate force here, although U.S. officials insist they have.
And the latest on U.S. troops approaching Baghdad?
Well, they're approaching cautiously, if at all. General Wallace, in that interview that I mentioned, is quoted as saying that there will be a pause, and there is a pause, to secure supply lines and deal with the insurgency in the south. And in the meantime, the only way the U.S. is really approaching Baghdad is through the air. Bombing has continued overnight and again today.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at U.S. military headquarters in Doha, Qatar.